Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's James Shaw, and this is two Mastermind calls in one. Here's what we do every single weekday inside of Pivot Shift Ahead is we talk about something that you have posted inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group, and we hear your ideas about what's working for you in the business right now. And then on the second half of this Mastermind, we bring up something that's on my mind, that's got me wound up, something that's going to support you and your business today. I'm really thankful because we have a guest host today. She's from Chicago. Her name is Meg Dady, and she's a genius because she's got like a bunch of degrees from Notre Dame. So Meg, take it away.
For those of you that don't know me, I'm Meg Dady. I'm based right in downtown Chicago. I'm super excited to be hosting this morning, and I wanted to kick it off today. I feel like there is a big, you know, kind of back to school vibe, like we're back to school, back to work, and let's lock it in for the next 90 to 120 days through the end of the year. I looked it up and there's basically like 50 business days until Thanksgiving and 70 until December 19th. So we really have to, I know I've struggled with this all summer, just getting focused and, you know, staying on top of what I need to be doing. So just to start off, I would love to know, what are you going to be doing literally today to reach out to your database? How many people are you going to be reaching out to? What's your messaging to them? And what's your goal? So Jack Smith, kick us off.
Well, good morning, Megan. It's wonderful to see your face on this call this morning. We just got back. Divya and I just got back from three fabulous, incredible learning days with Phil Jones. So my goal today is to take everybody that I met there and do a video text. Now, we had this big discussion on video text this morning on Early Birds with Lee and Ellie. And the bottom line is, I just find that that's my best way of communication because people can see exactly how I feel, what's going on. They can hear what I'm saying, or they can hear the excitement in my voice or my disappointment in my voice or whatever. But I think the bottom line is, the most important thing is, if you don't work your D2, make your calls. Just pick up your phone, see who you called a month ago. And I think that's one of the best ways that I have learned to do that when I'm feeling a little bit like I'm crazy. Even though business is well, I'm not complaining at all. But the bottom line is, it's all about the touches. And you're one of the touches as well. And he spoke about you, by the way, at exactly what to say. He did.
I love Phil.
Well, he's one of your favorites, or you're one of his favorites, I guess is the best way to put it.
He is one of my favorites, and I'm going to be using his language today because my 20 people that I'm going to be reaching out to via text are people who I have two events coming up next week. One is a clothing exchange, and we are having a home organizer come and talk about how she's doing a no buy or no new things year. And we also have this author who wrote a book called No New Things. So I'm super excited about the event. And then the second event we're doing next week is a singles event. So I'm teaming up with a friend in my office. He's inviting like 10 men. I'm inviting 10 single women. And we just thought it would be a fun way to get people together, play shuffleboard. So I am going to be reaching out for both of those events. All right, let's kick it to Dean. What are you doing today to reach out to your database?
Hey, Meg, it's good to see you again and good to hear another Chicagoan in the house here and leading today. Thanks for the opportunity to share. Every day I put a goal of dialing 35 people. And most of the time I hit the dials. What's my objective in terms of conversations? The objective has always been 20. And I use my contact manager night before to plan who I'm going to call. And all I do is consistently call the people I need to call. What do I talk about? Well, I can talk about the market. I can talk about their specific situation. In some cases, I'm talking about their family, people I know, whatever the case might be. But start a conversation. And always remember, it's just a conversation. Don't necessarily go in thinking you're going to get a listing or even a listing appointment out of it. Just connect and do so consistently. Consistency is always the key. So thanks for letting me share that.
Yes, thank you. Definitely consistency is the key. Angela, what tangible thing are you going to be doing to reach out to your database? Any specific messaging?
Yes, thanks, Meg. And thank you. I feel more connected to you because I had a grandbaby born over the weekend in Western Chicago Hospital.
Oh, love it.
I can't wait to see.
Come visit.
But I am going through, I have a list of buyers that I've accumulated over the last year, and I've been meaning to retouch base with them. And I started doing this even 2 months ago, and now I have five closings this month that were not planned from doing it. So I'll go back through that list and mention to them that it's more open for buyers right now. It's becoming a buyer market in our area, and this is a great time for us to look at your goals again, and let's see how I can help you. So those are very specific.
Do you send any property? Like sometimes I'll send something, I know this might not be for you, but I know you were looking for a two bedroom, two bath condo in Lincoln Park.
Yes.
Do you, how, what do you do to nurture them?
I do send that, and I love the way our MLS now allows me to copy a link so I can
Yeah.
text it and say, hey, this crossed my mind for you. And I do that nonstop with people. That helps a whole lot more than emailing it.
I agree, and I know Jack loves the video texts, and I do those sometimes, need to do more of them. But texting for me is just how my database kind of wants to be communicated with. I don't really make that many phone calls, so what I want people to be hearing is you can be texting with something of value to your database, and that's going to get, people re-engaged. But thinking through, what do you have of value to offer them and to talk about? And maybe that is a property to help them re-engage. The market's slowing down. Buyers have a little bit more power. Maybe it's a market update or a link to a Loom video to help ex educating them about theirs. But that's actually the other thing I'm doing today is trying to do three basic equity analyses of, okay, you bought in 2019 for 535. The market's increased 20%, and I do a little, I use Loom, which is a great, like, I can create a video sharing my screen, and I connect to InfoSparks, which is through our MLS, and basically show, okay, the median sale price was 625 in April 2019. It's now 735. Since you bought for 535, your median value has increased XYZ. I don't know what, let me know what updates you've done. And I did only one of these last week. My goal was 10. So I'm making up for it this week. But he responded and was like, great timing. We're thinking about moving in the next 1 to 2 years, but should we redo our bathroom? And can you connect me to a contractor? So it was just a great way to very simply re-engage. And I underestimated the amount of time that those were going to take, which is why I didn't get as many done. But now I know that they take about 20 minutes each, so I can plan accordingly. Tennille, how about you?
Good morning, Meg and Pivot. I have my It's Fall, Y'all event coming up Saturday, September 20th from 11 to 1. And so I will be making calls to my forever clients and VIPs who are invited. And I have the Varsity Food Truck come to my house. And so everybody gets hamburgers, hot dogs, onion rings, and fries. And this is an event I've been doing the last 6 years. So it's just a fun event to invite everybody to, and they've already received the save the date postcard, an email, a Facebook event invite.
So
And
what do
I'm
those
just.
calls sound like when you're calling, your forever clients? They've already received all these other touches. Do you actually get through? Do they pick up the phone? Is it a text? Is it, what does the
So if they
conversation sound
don't
like?
pick up the phone, then I would shoot a text with the picture of the invitation that they've already received in the mailbox, and just say, "Hey, will I see you? Will I see you there?"
Perfect.
Because I want their RSVP, so that's what we're working on, just getting all of our RSVPs in. But yeah, it's really just a, "Hey, how you doing? And I can't wait to see you." Connection call.
Super simple. Great. I love
Yes.
it. All
Thanks.
right. Louise, how about you?
So today I am contacting 283 people because this is P&L week, and I know it because I set it up yesterday. Like you, Meg, I prefer communicating via text. And then the people that respond via text are the ones that I reach out to. I let it kind of, I call it the reverse filter.
Yep.
And what else am I doing?
So, what are you sending to those people?
It's just a super short. Oh, by the way, this is P&L week. So it's a short message, a short text that just says, hi, this is Louise from South Florida. Cute little rhyme. If you're an agent, I say it's P&L week. And I look forward to working with you. And if you're not an agent, it's just a cute little rhyme, and it just says, "Hey, if you have any needs, let me know." It's super. It's the
Cool.
because it's a text, it's intentionally short.
Perfect. Yes, I definitely think,
And
keeping it short and sweet is perfect.
yeah. And pro tip, because I send these from Twilio through Command, I include in parentheses my cell number because not that way people can differentiate the business text from the cell number. And always, 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 people include your name in the text when it's coming from Twilio or SmartPlan. Not everyone does that. And don't be a mystery.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Eva, how about you?
Good morning. So I am hosting a wills and trust seminar at the end of the month. So I've been calling people to invite them, and then my question is, do you have a will or a trust? When I start the conversation, they're like, what? But
Most
anyways,
people
I
probably
get,
don't.
yeah, and they're like, they'll start telling me, yeah, I've been wanting to do that, whatever. I don't have one, and then I tag them. No will or no trust or whatever it may be. That way I can always have them, whenever I'm doing something having to do with that, I know who to target, and invite to those events.
That's awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a great event. And, it sounds like you have identified kind of like your avatar of your favorite type of clients and know exactly what's going to be of interest to them.
Yeah. And if they don't answer, I do send them the flyer in a text. This is the reason why I called you, et cetera.
Perfect. Yeah, I think following up, I don't listen to voicemails, so I think following up with a text is the way to go, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people who either just read their voicemails or never get around to them at all. So, Dawn, how about you?
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for
Morning.
hosting today. So for me, a lot of things have fallen through the cracks. I've been kind of in a slump. Summer here in the Central Florida area, like everybody leaves to go somewhere else where it's cooler. So I have been struggling just to get back on target again. So this week, well, back up, I did the planning yesterday morning with our little group, and I tell you, I'm ready for the week now. So if anybody wants to jump on that on Sunday morning at 8, it's Pat Strelley Wise. She has coordinated it. But anyways, so now I'm ready to go, but I am just going to focus on anybody that has raised their hand in the past that have said, that they wanted to buy or sell. And I'm reaching out to every one of them because I have let so many go and people have moved on or they've bought and it's just killing me. So this week is different and I've got my plan. So.
I love that. And that's a super easy touch. Like, hey, I know you were, considering this in the past. Just wanted to see where things are at. And the
Exactly.
market for a buyer is much better now. So that's a great, great way to re-engage. Vicky, how about you?
Good morning, Meg. So today's Monday, and this is my follow-up day with regard to my open houses from this past weekend, but also from a month ago. So I'm going back just to, see, are you still in the market? What has transpired since then? And also, I am just reaching out to everybody via the DTD2, but I'm doing a bull 25 just so it's easy for me to manage instead of a bull 100. And what I'm doing is I'm layering it, I'm texting and I'm calling. So I call and then I text, and some people I'm doing the video text. And it's just really just, staying top of mind. I'm also reaching out to people from Homebot, which is what my lender and I are connected with. And some people that are more engaged, I'm going to send them an equity analysis and do a little bit more of a, how can I be of assistance to you? And that's it for now.
Homebot is a great tool because you can see who the typically your lender will pay for it or split the cost. It's pretty inexpensive and it allows you to see who is looking at their home value, and then you know who to focus on when you're following up with something a little bit more in depth and, a little bit more information.
Yeah,
Donna,
I
how
love
about
that.
you?
Good morning. So
Morning.
we often talk about including, things, other things that are part of your life, showing up in other groups and clubs.
Today, I'm at the American Kennel Club quarterly meeting for delegates, and I do it. I've been doing this, I don't know, could be 5 years, maybe long, I don't remember. It seems like forever. But so the opportunity here for me is a lot of my database will be here, or a lot of opportunity to include people into my database. We'll be in a room today and tomorrow with about 300 people. And then throughout the day, we have breakout sessions. And then, of course, there's networking at breakfast, lunch, dinner. So it's a built-in, I didn't have to throw it. All I had to do was show up. A way to mix and mingle. So, you know, I plan on meeting some people that I don't know, and I try not to sit next to people that I already know so I can start a conversation, be of help either in real estate or something that they're dealing with from the dog side of it, putting on a show or getting new members or whatever the situation is. But just showing up, letting them know who I am, seeing how I show up to assist. And then, yes, if they have a need in real estate, I'm absolutely there for them.
What is your follow-up when you go to a networking event like that and you meet someone new?
So often, you know, I'm just asking them about where the people who are here from all over the United States, I forgot to mention that. So finding out, you know, where they are, how long they've been in dogs, you know, it always leads to some sort of conversation of, well, I'm in, you know, South Dakota now, but I used to be in Michigan. And so it naturally gets there. They will ask me a question. So what do you do? Because I've peppered them with many questions. And, you know, I slip them, you know, a little something with my, or send them a text that has my contact information and where I serve, and let them know that I'm on. I said, you know, I was a little bit late getting here this morning because I'm on a call every morning with agents from all over the United States. So if you need something, I have people, you know, in my database that can help you. So I use it all the time.
That's perfect. Yeah. I mean, I go to a ton of networking events, and so I'm always curious how other people are kind of following up. And you know, I use the networking events to meet new people. And then my follow-up is typically, oh, we have this, you know, other, I'm hosting an event in a few weeks, you know, so you might be interested, or this might not be for you, but I'm hosting a clothing exchange on September 16th. Was that something you'd be interested in? I'll send you the information. So, all right, let's get to Linda and Orly and hopefully Karen and a few more before 8 o'clock.
Thank you. We recently sent out sports schedules. So we did the Dolphins and the Florida Panthers hockey. We did two schedules in one, sent it out to our database along with a letter saying, let's make the rest of 2025 a winning season. And it was really cute to put it in ChatGPT, and it basically asked them if they're looking to make a move. You know, there's still time to have a winning season, and investment property, thinking about getting ready for 2026. Just really was cute, yet straight to the point. So the follow-up calls will be, which one are you thinking of doing? And I'm going to tag them so that I know I don't miss anybody, and I'll remove the tag after I call.
That is the key, keeping it organized and knowing who you've reached out to. Orly, what are you going to be doing today?
So I've got a couple of things going on. First is my usual 10-10-10, which is calling 10 past clients, which are my VIPs, calling 10 follow-up CMAs, because I have about 6 binders with CMAs that people have not listed yet. So I always follow up with them. And then 10 anniversary cards. I'm doing October's because September's already done. So I always like to keep a month ahead for traveling purposes. Then we're putting together a mailer for the entire town for my avatar, which is the Boomers Downsizers, offering them a free guide for when they retire, how to do it simply, obviously with a QR code to Homebot. Yeah. And then I'm inviting my VIPs to a table builders event that I'm hosting on September 18th. So I've been starting to do that by text, seeing who's available, who isn't available. And that's it. And that shouldn't take me more than probably 2 hours.
That's great. I love that. And how often do you do the 10, 10, 10 every day?
So my 10, 10, 10 is every day. This way I feel like if I minimally call or text 20 people, which is the past CMAs, and sometimes it's cleaning it up. You know, I did last week, I think I did 25 in one day, just the past CMAs. And some people decided to stay for the next 4 years, whatever it is. So, and that's okay. You know, I just put a little bit of a note, and 4 years from now, they'll be ready to go. And as long as it's with me, that's okay. I always say I need to eat 4 years from now as well. But yeah,
Exactly.
that's my basic every day. And if I'm on a Zoom call, I'm doing my anniversary card. So I'm being productive while I'm listening.
Perfect. That is a great system. And I think what I get bogged down in is wanting to have a great system, but then not actually getting started. And so, what would your recommendation be for someone who doesn't have this in place yet? And,
So I always say, chunk it down. Chunk it down. If 10, 10, 10 feels overwhelming to you, start with 2, 2, 2, and then go to 5, 5, 5. I mean, there's no excuse not to start with that. It's so simple
Right.
and so easy, and you could do it in half an hour.
Exactly. And just seeing, like you do, you're using kind of like who has raised their hand in the past. So it's a little bit of lead generation and lead follow-up and inviting people to an event. So, but I
I'm not a
think.
cold caller. I hate cold calling. There's plenty of people I can call before I call people I don't know who won't pick up. So, and that frustrates me and discourages me. So I'd rather call people that know me.
Exactly. Same. Karen, how about you?
Thanks, Meg. Great job this morning. I'm down in Fort Myers and I was looking for an event. I wanted to do one more before the year end. And I came up with on September the 28th, it's Good Neighbor Day. So I have sent out an email and some pamphlets, but this morning I'm going to get on the phone and I'm going to try to. And I love Jack's idea of doing video text. So I'm going to try that this morning and start texting all the people that live in the neighborhood that I have phone numbers for. And start personally inviting them and get that going because I'm gonna host it at my house on September the 28th and I'm calling it a Good Neighbor Day.
I love that. That sounds like a great event. Super simple and engaging people in your that are already in your database.
Yeah, and I got
Perfect.
a couple vendors that's gonna have some giveaways, so it should be a good time.
I love it. Well, thanks so much. All right, we are going to switch gears here. Hi everyone, I'm Meg Dadey from downtown Chicago, guest hosting for James today, and I am super excited. We've already had a great conversation on the pre-show about the exact touches that everyone is doing to their database, and we are going to be continuing it with an awesome conversation about Mike Michalowicz's book Clockwork. So I know a lot of you probably aren't familiar with this book, but he is coming to Advance in November, and I am obsessed with Mike Michalowicz. His book, Profit First, changed my business and really kind of changed my life 5 years ago. So I love him. And so can't wait to get in the conversation. But first, a couple tell me something goods. I think a few of you had your hands up before. So, Renee, how about tell me something good?
Hey, good morning, Meg. Thanks so much for the opportunity. I'm just like really excited because today I am launching my first live probate power mastery training program for agents across the country. And so, yeah, I'm just really excited to be bringing this to the industry and to so many Pivot Inspire people.
Amazing. Awesome. Kathleen, do you have tell me something good?
Yes, I do. Thanks, Meg. It's so great to have you hosting. It's always a joy and a pleasure, right, when we go to closing. But today I get to go to closing with my old neighbor's son that graduated my daughter. And it makes me realize keep in touch always with those that either we live next to or had something to do with in life. But in our business, when we get to see new beginnings for new home ownership of young adults that we know. It's such an exciting journey. And I look at it, it just kind of hit me today that it's a privilege. We get this privilege to be part of new beginnings and new journeys. And it made me realize I've got to reach out to all of my neighbors that I live next to and be more intentional because I get to help them. So switching those words that I get to help them, and it's a complete honor. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I think we do lose sight of that because deals are so difficult these days. It's like there are no easy deals. And just remembering that it is a privilege to help people, and they could have had a million other choices. And so the fact that they came to us is definitely something that I don't want to ever lose sight of. Awesome. So we are going to shift gears a little bit here. So I bet you're a bit like me and you're tired, and it's been a long year. It's been a long 3 years, and every single deal feels really tough right now. I feel like I should be getting more focused, but instead, I think I just sort of spin around in circles, constantly thinking about my business, but not really feeling like I'm actually getting anything done. So even though I'm not actually working all the time, it feels like I'm working all the time because I'm always thinking about who I didn't get back to, what I should be doing, you know, to generate more business. I'm feeling guilty for not doing enough lead gen. And so it just kind of like feels like it a constant sort of anxiety spiral. So I loved this section of the book Clockwork. So Clockwork is Mike Michalowicz's book all about designing your business to run itself. And the whole theme of the book is setting up your business so you can take a month off of your business. And what that made me kind of think about is a lot of us don't take any time off. And there's someone in my office who actually takes 2 weeks off, like basically totally shuts his business down. He's an individual agent with an EA for 2 weeks at Christmas. And then he's starting to also do 2 weeks in July. And that to me, like, gives me heart palpitations. I feel like I could never do that. But that's what I thought about as I was reading this book, Clockwork. Like, how many of us would love to just really be intentional right now so that when the holidays come around, we can almost totally shut down over the holidays because our clients aren't going to be doing anything anyway. So yes, Kim Walls is in the chat. And I thought of her because I also saw her post about, you know, how do people actually take a full day off? And it's just challenging in this industry to just not have this. So let me just read a quick portion of Clockwork. So he says on page 10, so at the very beginning of the book, it's a great listen to because Mike Michalowicz is hilarious. I'm very excited to see him and John Acuff and James together at Advance because they're all just like so funny off the cuff. Okay, so he says, entrepreneurs aren't different from any other human in that when something is familiar, it becomes comfortable. We are most comfortable working relentlessly. And while you may say you hate it and can't take it anymore, the truth is you are familiar with it. And when you're familiar with something, as ugly as it is easiest to keep doing it. Stop bragging about your work ethic. Stop forcing yourself to push too hard. And please, please, please stop saying you're getting shit done. So he continues with what he calls the survival trap. The survival trap is what I call that never-ending cycle of reacting to whatever comes up in your business, be it a problem, an opportunity, in order to move on. It's a trap because as we respond to what is urgent rather than what is important, we get the satisfaction of fixing a problem. And this is what I do all day long. I am great at running a deal. The adrenaline rush of saving something, the account, the deal, makes us feel as though we are making progress in our business, but really we are stuck in a reactive cycle. We jump all about fixing this, fixing that. As a result, our business careens to the right, then to the left. Then we throw it in reverse and jam it forward. Our business is a web of misdirection, and over the years it becomes a knotted mess, all because we were just trying to survive. So what I wanted to talk about today is just how to get focused over the next 50 business days until Thanksgiving. And really we have like 1 month to close deals the rest of the year. So, you know, you kind of have to get something at least in progress before October 15th in order to close it back for 2025. So I would like to hear, what are you committed to for the next 30 days that's going to get your business back on track so that you can take 2 weeks off over the holidays? Orly, let's start with you.
So for me, it's not getting my business back on track. It's consistently being on track. It's what I said in the pre-show. The 10-10-10 is a constant. It makes me feel like I can leave the office knowing that I did the minimum, the minimum. Now, my word last year was freedom. And when I said freedom to myself, it was freedom to do what I want, freedom to live my life, freedom to live my life and work in between. And as you know, if you follow me on social media, you know that I can take off 2 weeks. Granted, yes, I have leverage. and that helps. But I probably take off about 3 months out of the year at 2 week clips. And my business runs on automatic pilot because the events are already scheduled for the year. The mailers are going out. The anniversary cards, as you heard before, are a month ahead, so they just get dropped in the mail. The birthday cards with the gift card for Dunkin' Donuts are already done 2 months in advance, and I put a little date for my assistant to just put a stamp and mail those about 2 days before the birthday. So if you set a foundation very simply and you start setting systems, and this doesn't happen overnight. This year, I really took my foot off the gas, I will tell you, and I was curious to see how much business I would have taking the foot off the gas and simply doing the things that I've always done on automatic pilot, and the business is running itself. The calls are coming in. While I was in Greece, I got 2 come list me calls saying, I see that you're on vacation. I want to list my house. Call me when you get back. So when you build a business like that, you can afford, and it takes time. This doesn't happen overnight. You know, I've been doing this for over 30 years, but I've built a foundation where everything is running pretty smoothly, where I just have to tweak.
You are living clockwork, which I love. And so, you know, that is definitely goals. And I think having the leverage, you know, doing that as a solo agent, I just need to chunking it down.
I mean, my team has shrunk right now to 1 TC admin who also does my marketing, as opposed to 3 admins that I used to have, and 1 buyer's agent because of various reasons. And that's enough. So if you don't have that kind of leverage, before, when I was a single agent, you know, we used to do this with people in the office. You cover my business, I cover your business with 1 VA. So you can do this as a solo agent using the resources you have around you. I had 4 listings last week. I don't do open houses personally. I had 6 other realtors who were happy to do open houses, and I've already got offers coming in on all 4 listings. I choose not to work on weekends and do open houses. I could probably triple my business if I did all the things that I used to do. I'm choosing not to at this point in my life. I would rather spend the weekend with my husband having fun and let somebody else get the business and the buyers while I get the offers as the listing agent. I'm okay with that.
Exactly. Yes. And you've put the constraints around what your life by design looks like, which is amazing. Thank you so much. Authorine, how about you?
Good morning to you, Meg, and good morning to everybody else. And so it is exactly what Orly said, right? When you're working on your business and you're with your family, if when you're working on your business or in your business, you're 100% present, there's no guilt. When you're with family, there's no guilt because you've done what you're supposed to be doing. So when you're with your family, you're 100% present because you know everybody's getting taken care of, business is getting taken care of. And if you don't have leverage, go get a part-time assistant, right? Family is always going to be first. And here's something that we forget. If you're running around like the Energizer Bunny, you will get sick. And if you have no health, what is business to you? What is it? There are 2 women in my neighborhood who just had strokes. That's always a reminder to me to just slow down and act like a human being who lives a complete life. Stop acting as if you're all just little robots, because you're not. You're nothing without your health. You can take a day off. You are not the president of the United States. You're simply not that important. I'm sorry. You can take a day off for your health's sake. That's all I have.
Yes, I completely agree. Yes, Tyler said there's no real estate emergencies. As Orly was saying, I do now have a showing partner who does almost all of my showings and leverage other agents in the office to do the open houses on our listings. So I think that as an individual agent, the first things that you can leverage off are the TC work as well as showings, because there's someone who's willing to do all those showings for $25 an hour and to do open houses for free. So I haven't really worked on Sundays in a long time because I'm not doing the open houses on our listings. So if I pop in for a showing here or there, I'm always happy to do that, but I'm able to sort of like set those constraints in place and spend time with my nephews going to a kindergarten soccer game if I want to. But I think it's hard for those that feel like they're the only ones, and especially the admin tasks. So getting those systems in place, I'm excited to get to Anna because she mentioned tracking, and I think just knowing exactly kind of like what you want to be doing every day and tracking it is super important. So, Lainey, how about you?
Hi, it's so good to see you and hear you this morning. And I'm one of those that get so busy being busy. I'm clutch at that. Like, I got that. I need, and then I feel guilty because I didn't do what I was supposed to do because I have all these things that I want to do, and the 2-2-2, the 3-3-3, the 5. Like, I want to do all these things, and then I'm so overwhelmed I don't do any of them. And that's really how I am. And then today on Early Birds, like we were talking about tracking, and I am the world's worst tracker. I have no idea where anything comes from. I have my sellers and buyers are all over the country, so it's not like I've got like this little cute little compartmentalized thing. It's a total, pardon my French, but it's a shit show. And it's just, oh, Dean, please give it a rest. But I'll tell you, like, it's just been terrible trying to juggle all of these balls. So now I have, like, my coach is like, okay, so now I've got the admin, but I need more business. So it's just all trying to get everything together. And I'll tell you, it's a struggle. It's definitely a struggle for me, and my ADD does not help because I'm like, ooh, squirrel, and ooh, squirrel, and ooh, look at that rabbit. And I have like lists of things that I need to do and tracking and getting my stuff together, like, and going on vacation. Like, I don't usually go on vacation, and I booked a bougie vacation and I leave next week, and I cannot freaking wait, but a bougie vacation. So I've never done that, so I'm really thrilled about that one. I won't be making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like I did on my honeymoon. So it's just it's a very different thing for me to do this, and I'm literally like already on vacation in my head, and I have to not be that way. My goal today is to do 5-5-5. That's my goal, and I will accomplish it, but I need to clean up command too. It's a
I feel you, and I think there's a lot of people on this call who are similarly ADHD and struggle with this is exactly what I struggle with as well. We have so many great options, so many ideas, but implementing one of them. So, like, definitely do not clean up command. Write out the 555 on an index card, like the smallest sheet of paper that you can find, and literally check off the boxes as you go, or even like three different index cards for each of the 555 just to get started and stay on track. I struggle with all these same things. And last week I gathered, it ended up just being like three of us for a power hour from 11 to 12 Central. And we each committed to what we were gonna, who we were gonna call for that hour. And it did the trick for me because I had to literally sit down and be in front of Zoom for an hour instead of running around. And that was a game changer. So, I want to get to the next three or four. Vicky, how about you?
Good morning, beautiful Meg. So I feel you, Lainey, so much deep in my soul. There are so many things that I want to do that I need to implement, but I have to stay in my lane. So I remind myself of that daily. What's helping me is I am trying to be very, just purposeful of putting it in my calendar, right? So I'm visual, I see it, and keeping one thing that I need to do a week is saving me. Because if I don't put that one thing in, I think I'm going to get all of them done, and I am so lying to myself. So just your mindset is going to feel better if you accomplish the one thing, and that's what's helping me not feel overwhelmed, because I'm like everyone else. I'm like, oh, I want to do this. Oh my God, I have to do that. One thing. That's it. If I can do one thing a week. So thank you so much for allowing me to share.
I love that. And yes, I completely agree, Lainey. All the love, because I think we are all feeling the exact same thing and just focusing on whatever that one thing that you need to get done before your vacation or before the kindergarten soccer game or whatever it is. We've heard from Dean and Donna. So Anna, let's wrap up with you.
Awesome. Thank you, Meg, for leading. You're doing a great job. So I want to say, I used to hate tracking. I used to argue with my team leader about tracking. So just know what I'm about to say. I'm saying with passion because I've seen the difference it can make. And I think tracking is a universal challenge. But why are we talking about tracking with this? It gives freedom. Like, I loved what Orly said. Thank you so much for sharing. And when you know, the big picture is how many contacts does it take for me to get a closing? It gives you the freedom to take time off. So I know there were days where I would think, I know I'm missing leads. I know that. But it's 5 o'clock and I have family stuff going on tonight and I'm leaving. And part of what helped give freedom to do that was knowing as long as I hit the contact goal I need, it's okay that I'm missing leads tonight. Sure, I could make more money if I worked till 8 o'clock. But I can't get back the time with my family. And so knowing your numbers makes such a significant difference. And so I would just encourage everyone, track your contacts. I know it's not the most exciting thing, but the freedom it gives you, it gives you the ability to rest at night, knowing that you did what you need to do. And so if you hit your contact goal, leave. Just leave for the day. And obviously you have business to attend to. But
for someone who feels overwhelmed by that, Anna, like me or Lainey, like what is the most simple way to get started with tracking?
I 100% get that. So I used to just keep a piece of paper beside me and do tick marks. So if somebody picked up the phone and then eventually I had to put their name down because I would think, did I already tick mark this person? I can't remember. So writing the names down of each person who picked up the phone helped me keep it straight. And then, I have a tracker I can share. I know James has trackers, but then just throwing it once a day into an electronic tracker. And if you're doing it right, so to speak, it's like a 30-second thing to throw it into a tracker. So I would just encourage anyone, if it feels overly complicated, it might be that you have too complicated of a tracker. That's a very common thing. Because I'll hear people say, I'm tracking, but I don't know how to interpret it. And that just means the tracker you have is way too complicated. So just keep a piece of paper throughout the day or do it on your phone. I'm more old school, so I like the piece of paper, but it gives freedom. And then this time of year with business planning, I know James is doing a clinic on that coming up. Like, start thinking now about how much time off you want next year. And that will, you can pre-plan to get your contacts in 40 weeks if you only want to work 40 weeks. You know, I get very passionate about this because I've seen the freedom it can give. But if you can just start tracking your contacts and how many appointments you set each day, that alone will give you freedom to take time off.
I totally agree. And to me, it's similar to training for, you know, a race or, you know, just training for a 5K, like you're marking your workouts either on your watch or on an app. And so I am not great at tracking, but the simple index card with like handwritten little boxes or tick marks is just where I've been able to get started. So thank you all so much for joining. The book we talked about is called Clockwork by Mike Michalowicz. I'm super excited to see some of you in Tampa for Advance and to see Mike Michalowicz, which I'm really excited about, along with John Acuff. Thanks for joining and can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Meg. I appreciate it. And thank you to everyone who chose to listen to it today. I trust this added some value to you. As always, you are welcome to join us live. You just go to jamesdshaw.com, jamesdshaw.com, and click join our free daily call. It's that simple. And then you can join the Facebook group too. Go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, and you'll see everything in there. And then I'd love to connect with you on socials at James D. Shaw. Thanks for listening. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye-bye.